This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
UEFA Euro 2024 on RNIB Connect Radio. No matter who you're supporting, catch up on all the latest news and results on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi everybody and welcome along to episode 5 of the RNIB Community Connect and Connect Radio football show for the Euro 2024 Championship. So once again this week, loads to talk about. We've got Bruce, Jean, Andrew and Alessio on this week to chat about the fixtures that took place over Friday and Saturday, and of course look forward to the big games on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, which are the semi-finals, and then ultimately looking forward to the final on Sunday. So yeah, plenty to talk about. We had Spain beating Germany on Friday evening, 2-1 after extra time. That was followed by France beating Portugal on penalties. And then on Saturday we had England going through on penalties, followed by the Netherlands beating Turkey. So England, Netherlands, France and Spain are your four semi-finalists, and yeah, getting to the kind of crunch time of the tournament. So really exciting stuff. And I think we'll start there with the England match. Obviously a bit of a nail biter for yourself, Andrew. Did you enjoy the game on Saturday afternoon? And yeah, going through on penalties couldn't be much more nerve wracking, I bet.
No, it was. I did enjoy it more than the previous games, but I was pleased with the penalties that were taken. You know, looked quite confident with that. So I think if it comes down to it against the Dutch or either the Spanish or the French, they would stand a good chance. But I don't know why they don't, you know, change things sooner to save it getting to that point, because the France-Portugal game, you could tell they had no intention of either of them winning. They must just sit down and say, look, we've got 2 hours to play out a draw, effectively. Don't make any mistakes, and we'll get to penalties and we'll see what happens. And it's like they don't even think about the 90 minutes now. It's all about 120 minutes, and it's just, you know, seeing it out and taking your chances, I think. But they did better.
I listened to Southgate's statements as he gives his version of what happened, and a wee thing should come on the screen that says, we're not here to entertain, you know. We're here to win, you know. If you think that we're here to make you sing and dance, we're not. But in his favour, when you look at Southgate's record, it's a good record, and he's managed them well. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like him, because he isn't a guy I'd take to a party, but there we go. I think he's done well to get here, and I still think they will win. I backed them all the way. I continue to back them. I just think, could somebody put his watch forward 10 minutes? You know, could somebody shift the watches and say, look, it's time to get the subs on, and you're at least getting quarter an hour, 20 minutes out of a wee change. I still think they're going to win.
It must just be a modern day way of playing football, though, because going back to the Portugal France game and others as well, that they all play very cautious football. I think it's just a, you know, tournament mentality, because I suppose even if you win it, you only play 7 games, mm-hmm. And if you lose one, obviously you're out in the knockouts. You're out. So I think you just have to. I mean, like Gene said, that they are winning, but that's just the English way. We'd all moan regardless. They could win 5-0 every week, and there'd be something wrong.
I just think, you know, before the tournament, most people would probably have expected England to score more than the 5 goals they have. And I think, as somebody just said, maybe that is just modern tournament football, where it's very much defensive minded and try and have quality forwards that'll do it. Because I suppose there's not been many matches. There's been a few, but where you've seen a team that's really gone for it.
Yeah, not with many at all, really, is there? I think that, well, there's the Germany-Scotland game, and then there was perhaps Turkey-Georgia, maybe, that had a few goals in it, and there was a couple of 3-0 wins, but other than that, they've all been tight, haven't they?
Thanks for reminding me about the Germany-Scotland game.
Oh, sorry, I was the first one. I didn't mean to, that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
I'm really only joking, it's quite all right. As a 58-year-old Scotland fan, believe me, I'm used to us being minging.
Yes, yeah.
So England play against Netherlands on Wednesday, 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I mean, how much of a step up do you think that'll be, Andrew, going to play Netherlands? Maybe the toughest test of the tournament so far, would you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a tough test. But, I mean, they're all players that they would be used to playing against. I don't think there's anything too, you know, out of the ordinary with them. I think they would know more about them than they would the Turkey side if they got through. But I think, you know, they've got Gakpo and a few other players, and they're all Champions League, Premier League players. So I think they've just got to, you know, do what they do best. And, you know, perhaps defensive football against the Dutch is going to be better than going all out. But it might be a bit more of an open game, because I think the Dutch like to play more football than some of the other teams. So you never know. But I can't see, well, you know, getting to the semi-finals is amazing. So we've got this far. I don't see why Southgate should change it. I think you'd probably just stay with how it is and see how it goes.
When I look at the England crowd, they don't appear to be united and singing their heads off and shouting, come on, etc. I mean, we do it well because we're very good at it. We don't win, but we have a good time. And the crowd seems muted. And I think, come on, get up and get behind them.
The other semi-final being Spain versus France, that's Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So, again, two massive international teams coming against each other. Alessio, who do you fancy for that one? Did you see much of the Spain game and the France game from across the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the Germany-Spain game took a while to heat up, especially going through the second half, both teams scoring, and Spain got it right at the end. But you can see, like, both teams really going for it, how good both teams were. And then the Portugal-France game was the complete opposite. Like, both quite dead, and France got, I wouldn't say lucky with the penalties, because they scored them, but they got lucky to get through. But I think, as people have said, it's like, you know, teams got through for a reason now, so it can be anyone's game. So I think Spain will be slightly strong favourites, but France have the players. They've obviously got to a Euros final, a few World Cup finals, previous world champions, but I can see Spain going through.
Anybody else for the Spain and France game?
I just find that France should be used as a tranquilizer. They just bore me when I watch them. They don't seem to have any enthusiasm for the game. Mind you, I think Spain will beat them. That's my forecast.
I think Spain will win, but I mean, you never know with France, do you? They know how to do it, so I should imagine there'll be... I reckon that'll be penalties, and probably... I don't know. I think if it goes to penalties, I think I fancy France.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the trend. I think Spain should get through. I agree. I think it's really hard to figure out why France are so dull with the number of world-class creative players they've got. But it's dull as dishwater, isn't it? So I agree. I think Spain should have too much for them, unless they play like they did against Scotland, in which case France will maybe go through. Yeah. But no, I think Spain should get through, yeah.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I was going to mention was, and it's kind of on that France point, was that it seems like the tournament, there isn't a lot of superstars coming to the fore in this tournament in terms of like, Ronaldo in Portugal, a little bit older now, but like Mbappe at France, or a lot of the kind of German big names, maybe Musiala standing out there, but it just seems England with Harry Kane maybe not firing. It just seems like a tournament where maybe the big strikers and the biggest names in European football aren't quite hitting the heights that they set throughout the season. And it's just an interesting point. I don't know if it is that tiring, grueling season that they play for their clubs and they play every minute, and then they come to the European, you know, tournament, and it's just a little step too far for some of these names to keep up that standard.
The two main ones I think about is Yamal, that 17, 18-year-old from Spain, doing very well, and then Mainoo for England as well, considering he only had his breakout season this season, so he's done amazingly as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Yeah, I think you're doing Yamal a disservice. He's only 16, I believe.
Oh,
Yamal, yeah. So, yeah, incredible talent. He's definitely lit up the tournament. Again, Musiala, young player, and Maynou for England, young player. Well, nice one. Well, thanks, everybody. I'll just quickly round up and take everybody's predictions for the winners again. So I'll just work from left to right. So who's going to win the tournament? Alessio?
Well, I said it will be a Spain-Netherlands final, so that prediction's still going on. And yeah, I'd say Spain to win the whole thing.
Andrew?
I think it will be... I think England and France will go through, and England to sneak it in the final.
Ian?
England?
Bruce?
I'm with Alessio. I think it will be a Spain-Netherlands final, and I do think Spain will win the whole thing.
Well, thanks everybody again for your contributions this week. Really interesting chat, and we'll be back again later on this week to round up the semi-finals, and then again look forward to the finals on Sunday. So, yeah, thanks everybody.